of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming in on this Sunday afternoon. It's appreciated, but you're coming in for a great reason. You know, we're thrilled to announce the signing of Emmanuel Sanders. He's a guy that has had a tremendous career so far, and I think that he's only scratched the surface. And so we have great expectations of Emmanuel, and we really think he's going to come in and add a tremendous amount to the offensive side. He had 67 receptions last year, 740 yards, 6 touchdowns. An interesting stat was he caused more missed tackles, 15, than all but 3 NFL wide receivers in 2013. That shows you what he can do with the ball after he catches it. So with that said, I will introduce you to Emmanuel Sanders.
Feels good to be a Bronco. I want to thank Pat Bowlen, John Elway, and, of course, John Fox for bringing me here. This is a team that, you know, I wanted to go to during free agency. And somehow, some way, it ended up happening. So, you know, God is good. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they definitely did a great job in terms of from a free agent perspective. You know, I saw them bring in DeMarcus Ware, Akeem Talib, and T.J. Ward, and I was like, they're stacking up on defense. And I knew, you know, with Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas and Wes Welker and Caldwell, I was like, you know, I would, you know, fit, you know, with these guys really well. So, you know, when my agent Steve Weinberg got the call, you know, we were definitely fist pumping, and we were hoping that the numbers matched, and they matched. So, you know, yesterday was probably one of the best days, you know, of my life.
You mentioned your agent. There's been a lot of kind of discussion about shopping to other teams. What exactly happened?
You know, that entire situation is, you know, a business ordeal that, you know, some people are turning into a personal matter. Situations like that happen all the time over the National Football League. There was no handshake. There was, you know, no kind of agreement in terms of, you know, we were close to a deal, but it wasn't anything official just yet. And still, you know, in terms of shopping around, you know, he didn't shop around. Teams were still calling. Teams were still trying to get involved, and, you know, that's what happened. You know, Steve Weinberg, you know, he did an exceptional job in terms of the whole free agency process. You know, at times it was, you know, I was like, you know, Steve, what is going on? You know, I'm flying the East Coast to West Coast, you know, but I believed in him. And everything that he said was going to happen, happened. And I ended up at the place that I needed to be. And I'm excited, and he's excited also.
You mentioned this was a place you wanted to come. Mm-hmm. At the start of free agency, did you think Denver was even an option?
Well, you know, when me and Steve sat down, you know, I told him, I said, well, depending on what's going on, you know, with the other receiver that's with New York now, depending on what they do with him, you know, I would love to come over and play with Peyton Manning. You know, his resume speaks for itself. And, you know, I said that. So, you know, I told Steve to make sure he calls over the Broncos and let him know that I'm interested. So we started the free agency process. But every day I was asking Steve, you know, did they call? Did they call? And they finally called. And, you know, the numbers matched. And now I'm here right now sitting in front of you guys. I mean, it definitely can make me a better player. You know, when I was in college, I played under a guy by the name of June Jones, and he spread the football around. You know, it was called the run and shoot. We threw the football on fourth down, you know, sometimes fourth and one, third and one, we threw the football. And, you know, I feel like I'm a wide receiver. This is like when June came to SMU, it was like wide receiver heaven, you know, to have June Jones come. So to play with Peyton Manning is like wide receiver heaven. You know, I feel like he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game. Definitely, you know, I look up to him a lot in terms of his preparation. And I know that he's going to make me a better player, whether it's mentally and physically. And, you know, I know that I'm in a great environment.
Manuel, your stats haven't been up there among the elite. Is that because of the system, Pittsburgh's
receiver heaven? You can say that, but at the end of the day, you know, in Pittsburgh, I was a third wide receiver behind Mike Wallace and Antonio Brown for the longest time. And then last year I had an opportunity to be the number two wideout, in which we started throwing the ball, you know, late in the season. And things kind of picked up once we went to a no-huddle offense, which, you know, it was kind of – we turned into kind of, you know, how Peyton operates over here with Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, from a stats perspective, I don't really, you know, concern myself with stats too much. You know, I'm really trying to look in terms of the win-loss column. And I feel like this organization, you know, run by Coach John Fox and Coach John Elway, I feel like, you know, they just want to win. And that's what I want to do too. I just want to win. Well, you know, my game is I like to get the ball in my hands. I like to run after the catch. I feel like from a speed perspective, you know, I like to go down the field. I feel like, you know, I don't want to just label myself any kind of receiver. You know, I feel like I got the all-around package, even from a run perspective. I'm going to give it my all from a blocking perspective because I know that if I'm blocking downfield, that allows the running back to take the ball 80 yards. So, like I said, I just want to win. I feel like, you know, just from hearing, you know, I know Demaryius Thomas, you know, really well. I haven't got the opportunity to meet Wes and those guys yet, but I know that we'll make it work. And because at the end of the day, I know they're coming in with the same goal as me, and that's to win a championship.
Emmanuel, any plans on returning punts or kicks?
I would like to if it happens. You know,
in your pro career, you're 100% passer.
Hey, we might have a couple trick plays. We can't let you guys know that right now. Possibly.
You think having played in the AFC with the Steelers, does that give you a little bit of advantage? You know some of the teams?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've played against a majority, if not all, the teams in the AFC. I know what kind of defense from a schematic standpoint, what they run. You know, I've been in the league for 4 years, and I played in the AFC North, so I think it gives me an advantage.
Were you mostly outside?
Well, for my first 3 years, I played in the slot. Then last year, I moved to the outside, which, you know, I don't mind playing either. The outside is a different game, of course, because you got to beat a man one-on-one. The slot is more, you know, maneuvering through linebackers and finding zones and sitting. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm not going to label myself an outside guy or an inside guy. I'm always try to be versatile. You know, I just like the craft of being a receiver. It was definitely big. You know, my whole goal, I remember 2010, I ended up breaking my foot in the Super Bowl, and the only thing that I remember from the Super Bowl is walking off that field and seeing the confetti fall and seeing the Green Bay Packers celebrating. And I said, you know what, someday I got to get back here, and I want the confetti to fall down on me. You know, my ultimate dream is I just had a son. I want to go and hoist a Lombardi and have my son run on the field. And this is the place that can make that dream come true. Well, like I said, you know, I'm not going to label myself. You know, I feel like whatever my weakness is, whatever my strength is, I'm just going to continue to work and just try to be a full receiver. You know, like I specialize, I like to get the ball in my hands. I like, you know, to run with the ball in open space and make people miss. But I also like to, you know, go deep and things of that sort underneath. So everything, you know, anything that this offense wants me to do, I'm going to do it, and if I can't do it, I'm going to work hard to try and, you know, get it right.
Emmanuel, as you know, Peyton's a stickler, and if you don't run the precise route, you're going to hear about it. How does that compare to how Ben operates?
It's the same way. You know, Ben has two Super Bowl rings. You know, you don't get there by not being, you know, not paying attention to the details of everything. So I expect Peyton to be the same way. And the thing is about both Peyton and Ben, they're, you know, older guys, much more mature, and they just want to get it right. They just want you to be the best player, and not only the best player, the best person that you can be. Because if you're a good person, that brings great energy into the locker room, and if you're a good player, it transcends onto the field, and that within itself comes with wins. Yeah, immediately after, you know, I got the news that, you know, the numbers matched, Peyton had texted me. And, you know, we're gonna link up and work out. He has a little camp out at Duke University, and we're going to work out there. I think all the guys are going to come, and I'm looking forward to it.
Emmanuel, what was most enticing about
Well, like I said, it's a winning organization. All they want to do is win. But not only that, you know, they say they want to win, but they put the places here and the players here to get the job done. And you can just tell that by, you know, the free agency of bringing in all these guys that they want to win. And who doesn't want to be a part of an organization that just wants to win? You know, and I'm excited to be here, like I said, and I'm just ready to get started.